Hey everyone, Larry, Mike, and Wes back with three things from the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine. Mike, why don't you lead things off?
Well, Larry, before we started hearing from the prospects today in the media center, some of the coaches and GMs who didn't speak with the media yesterday, they were today, and Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, was one of those guys, and he was really getting grilled about Minnesota's quarterback situation. It's really kind of fascinating. This team that won the NFC North, went to the NFC title game, they don't know who their quarterback is for 2018 yet, and Mike Zimmer talked about how there are questions with all of their options. Is Sam Bradford going to be able to stay healthy? Is Case Keenum going to be the 2017 Case Keenum or the guy from two or three years ago? Is Teddy Bridgewater going to be able to be the guy that he was a couple years ago before he got hurt? Will they get into the Kirk Cousins action in free agency? All kinds of questions about the team that is the team to beat in the NFC North right now at the most important position.
All I can say is I wish them all the worst. Anyway, Wes, what do you got for us?
My guy, my thing, Larry, is Will Hernandez from Texas.
You got a thing for Will Hernandez? You heard it here first. Tell us more, oh Wesley.
37.
Or is it Weston? It's Weston.
Weston, but okay, you know, either one works. My middle name's Lee. 37 bench reps, Larry, it will get the attention of anybody. But one person that was not surprised, Aaron Jones, the Packers star running back, really a blossoming player. Actually ran behind Hernandez for a number of years, and Hernandez, 6'2", 327 pounds, probably putting himself in the conversation to be a potential second round pick, and mentioning throughout the whole combine week has been texting with Jones, giving him a lot of support, even had a text message waiting that he needed to respond to once he got off the podium. An excited young man now trying to follow Jones into the NFL after, you know, a pretty tough run team-wise at UTEP, but obviously successful on a personal individual court.
To put that 37 reps in perspective, Quentin Nelson, probably going to be the first offensive lineman selected, guard out of Notre Dame. He did 35, so 37.
Not too shabby.
Off to you, young fella.
Yeah.
Anyway, my thing involves a total respect for those involved in the scouting profession. And I'll tell you what drew me to that conclusion. I was watching video of Harold Landry, edge rusher from Boston College, possible first-round pick. Who knows? May end up to be a Green Bay Packer. That's a position of need, I'm told. Anyway, I'm watching this young fellow, and he is just eating everybody alive at the college level, eating everybody alive with a dip and rip. He come around the corner, and the guy can get lower than the low. He's like a foot off the ground coming around the corner, and nobody can block the dude. And I'm thinking, the guys who are here and doing this for a living, they're looking at this young fella and they got to stake their careers, their reputations on deciding whether he can do that against really good people. I'm talking NFL caliber tackles. Could he do it against a David Bakhtiari? Could he do it against a Brian Bulaga? And I've watched a lot of tape. I'm watching them. I don't know. I don't have a clue, as a matter of fact. And I thought, you guys that do the scouting and grind that tape and figure these things out, hats off to you. Anything else, gentlemen, for the good of the whole?
Well, you mentioned Quentin Nelson, Larry, and I tell you what, he's a guy that you would like, because he stood at the podium and was asked, you know, do you think you're a nasty player? He says, yeah, I consider myself a nasty player.
Oh, a little attitude.
Yeah, that's your kind
of
guy.
I like that. Yeah. All right, anything else? Wes?
I did 150 on a bench press once, then Michael Atkinson had to save me.
That was like the max?
That was it.
150 one time?
One time.
What do you weigh?
Well, you know, 170 on a good day.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
We're doing the best we can here, Larry.
Big maximum, 150, that's real good. And I know that's more than you really wanted to know. We'll be back with more stuff you really wanted to know tomorrow with three things.